Morning Watch. The factor of living and overcoming life in the recovered church to consummate the divine economy and become the New Jerusalem, week 8, Saturday. Related verses, Revelation 3:12. He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. John 14:23 and 19-20. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. Yet a little while, and the world beholds me no longer. But you behold me, because I live, you also shall live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Revelation 2:17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give of the hidden manna, and to him I will give a white stone. And upon the stone a new name written, which no one knows except he who receives it. Revelation 14:1. And I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. Revelation 22:4. And they will see his face, and his name will be on their forehead. Isaiah 62:2. And the nations will see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you will be called by a new name, which the mouth of Jehovah will designate. Jeremiah 33:16. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which she will be called, Jehovah, our righteousness. Ezekiel 48:35. It shall be 18,000 reeds all around, and the name of the city from that day shall be Jehovah is there. Related reading. Christ writes his new name upon the overcomers. He is the Christ who is exceedingly ancient, yet who is new today, having a new name to write upon the overcomers. This indicates that the overcomers are one with this new Christ. This new name will be according to our experiences. In other words, what we experience of the Lord will become us. We experience God and God becomes us. We experience the New Jerusalem and that also becomes us. We experience the Lord in an intimate and personal way and that becomes us. Therefore, the Lord will rightly designate us, writing upon us his new name. This will indicate that we have become a person who has experienced the Lord himself as the one who makes himself us. The name that is upon the overcomers indicates that this is what they are. To have the new name of the Lord Jesus means that they are Jesus, because they have his new name written upon them. Of course, their being Jesus is in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. That the Lord's new name is written upon the overcomer indicates that the overcomer is possessed by the Lord, that the Lord himself belongs to him, and that he is one with the Lord. The overcomer is the possession of Christ, and he is the expression of Christ, who has transformed him with his elements. The name of the Lord denotes the Lord himself. That the name of the Lord is written upon the overcomer indicates that the person of the Lord has been wrought into the overcomer. We have Christ, but Christ may not be new to us. Mostly, our experience of Christ may be old. But if we make the decision to be an overcomer in this age, we will have the sense that Christ is exceedingly fresh and new. We will enjoy him as God's new compassions, refreshing us every morning. The overcomers bear the new name of the Lord. In a sense, they are experiencing a new Lord, a new Jesus, a new Christ. Today, our Jesus should truly be a new Jesus. Every day, he should be new to us. Most Christians have only the limited experience of Christ as their Redeemer. Not many have the experience of Christ as their life. Most of those who experience Christ as life experience this in a shallow way. Christ is not only our Redeemer and our life, he is also our King, Prophet, Priest, Light, Power, Righteousness, Holiness, Transformation, and many other things. The more we experience Christ, the newer he will be to us, and the more his name will be written upon us. First, Christ as Redeemer is written upon us. Later, Christ as life, light, humility, patience, and love will also be written upon us. His name is inexhaustible. The writing of his name upon us depends on our experience. The more we experience him, the longer will be the writing of this name. No one can say what the new name of Christ is because it is simply the designation of our new experience of Christ. When we experience Christ in a certain way, that aspect of Christ will become our designation, the new name written upon us. In this way, our experience of Christ will be lengthened, and we will say, "Not my will, but his will." We will not act on our own, but according to his heart's desire. Then the name of God, the name of the city of God, and the Lord's new name will be written upon us.